Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
I have no idea what to do with the pool noodle thing, but the pool noodle, that video, did you see it?
It's hilarious.
It's amazing.
How'd that go down?
She literally, is there more than one?
I have no idea. I saw one like a week or two ago.
Okay.
So maybe there's a new one coming out.
I think it's the same. Yeah, I think it's the same.
She basically is coming somewhere on Southwest Airlines and you get two free bags. So she put one of the luggage tags on a pool noodle and then just filmed everybody's sort of reaction to it. Like the gate agent just kind of like they sort of set it aside. Everybody's just kind of like, what the hell? And then
the baggage guys pick it up and put it on the track.
But they're all just kind of look at it first and show it to each other. And then like, and it's the old, like being a guy who worked the ramp, like you got to throw bags, you got to go. They didn't put anything else on the belt loader when that thing was on there. It just rode up all by itself. And it was like, cause they're just like, what in the world? And then they showed it on the carousel. But then Southwest has reacted. Did you see that?
No.
Southwest went crazy because that video went viral. That's when Amber must have saw it. And now I think they gave her stuff. They like covered a belt loader with nothing but beach balls and pool noodles and stuff. And then all the ramp workers were outside
when
a plane landed waving pool noodles.
That's like fun.
And that is a hilarious shot.
That's fun.
Like they embraced what was happening.
That's why it
seemed like two different people. But they were both a blue pool noodle. Maybe she did more than one flight.
I was picturing a bright orange, but they're like the cone.
When they were outside, it was all colors. It was like rainbow. It was full on like pride noodles out there. Just like, woo! It was awesome.
If I was the ramp guy or whatever, I go, are we missing a child that belongs to this?
A little bit, right? I mean, as a ramp guy, you see some weird stuff, but like a pool, like who?
That's fun.
Who checks that?
What do you think the weirdest thing you saw was?
Oh. I mean, we had like fresh live lobsters get out.
Oh my god!
Because people would bring a cooler with like, and they'd do holes. And if you're coming back from Florida or somewhere where you've caught lobster, you're allowed to bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
But then they just kind of use tape. And so I remember one time we pushed open the door of the airplane and out falls a lobster and they're crawling all around in there and you're just like, I'm not getting in there.
I'll grab the pool noodle.
Yeah. I mean, it's bizarre. Bowling balls were the worst thing in the world, but.
Yeah, because you can't Tetris those. You can't stack them.
Because people would carry two in one duffel bag. It's not like the regular one. The professional boulders would have two in one. So then how do you stack it? It's like, it's literally like berries of a man and you have to stack. And there's like 40 guys going to a tournament in Salt Lake and you're trying to stack 80 balls inside. It's impossible.
And then you get the noodles in there.
Yeah, and like noodles really, and balls. And yeah. Don't.
Noodles stop. And balls.
Oh, well, then the other TikTok thing is that nobody actually would do that. Eat chicken cooked in the sink.
I hope no one would.
I feel like
every once in a while we should do a disclaimer. So it will change colors. You get that, right? It's going to...
Were they running hot water over it and waiting for it to cook thoroughly through?
Thoroughly is where it gets sketch.
That would take days.
That's disgusting.
It didn't take him that long. So he just had super hot water. Like he put the chicken breast in the sink, ran it till it turned sort of the prerequisite color, flipped it. Till that side turned, then threw it on a plate, with broccoli and potatoes. I don't think I'm having a hard time not barfing.
Really gross.
Because chicken, like I'll eat raw steak, I'll eat raw fish. The idea of even a tiny little bit of pink in chicken, I mean,
it's sick.
Just don't. I mean, you can eat pork a little pink, but don't definitely don't cook your chicken. I don't even think you can do chicken in the dishwasher. But you don't look at me. But fish in the dishwasher is one.
It gets hot. The heat in there gets hot enough.
You can cook.
There is 100% one of the best fish recipes on the planet. No, you don't have soap flowing over it. you take like a piece of tilapia, something kind of thinner and white fish. Put some like seasoning, dill or whatever you want on it, lemon, whatever salt. A lemon slice, close aluminum foil, run your dishwasher as normal. When your load is done, you have fresh, you have
and mayo. Don't forget your mayo.
You actually can put some mayo in there, to keep it.
I mean, I get what you're saying because it like steams it and keeps it like moist and all that. But don't you think there's like residue of stuff in there, like soap and all your dirty stuff?
And all the dishes that are in with it are going to be all fishy.
They're not, though. It's just, I've done it. It's really good.
Mm.
In the interest of being environmentally friendly, Amber, then I'm not running my oven. I'm making fish and doing dishes at the same time. Try it.
I thought you would not do you would be just on its own.
See, then that would be a huge, then you would just steam it. Then you, if you're going to do that, you would just...
Yeah, sorry, Amber.
Steve's going to find a way. Like, I just run the dishwasher empty to make sure.
I have too much clean water in my house.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.